It's from friends that lasted over 15 minutes exhausted me. A complete checkup at one of the best hospitals revealed nothing. I heard for the first time an expression that I was to grow to loathe. There is nothing organically wrong. Psychiatry might have helped, but psychiatrists had not penetrated the Middle West. Spring came. I went for my first walk. Half a block from the house, I tried to turn the corner. Fear froze me in my tracks. But the instant I turned back toward home, this paralyzing fear left me. This was the beginning of an unending series of such experiences. I told our family doctor, an understanding man who gave hours of his time trying to help me, about this experience. He told me that it was imperative that I walk around the entire block, cost me what it might in mental agony. I carried out his instructions. When I reached a point directly back of our house where I could have cut through a friend's garden, I was almost overpowered by the desire to get home. But I made the whole journey. Probably only a few readers of this story will be able, from personal experiences of their own, to understand the exhilaration and sense of accomplishment I felt after finishing this seemingly simple assignment. The details of the long road back to something resembling normal living, the first short streetcar ride, the purchase of a used bike, which enabled me to widen the narrow horizon of life, the first trip downtown, I will not dwell on. I got an easy part-time job selling printing for a small neighborhood printer. This widened the scope of my activities. A year later, I was able to buy a Model T Roadster and take a better